Well, today we are going to look at, So the children will go to their, kids church. So, well, would you please take one more slide off back? Oh, yeah. So what matters the most, seeking God and moving forward? We are going to look at on this topic today. And we are going to reflect on this topic and try to understand what matters the most in 2026. That we are going to reflect and look at and read on the scriptures and ask the Lord to speak to us today. So once again, let us close our eyes, ask the Lord to speak to us, help us to understand what matters the most in this new year. Let's pray. Dear merciful Heavenly Father, we humble before the throne of grace. We thank you so much for your goodness, your loving kindness over our life. We praise thee, we honor thee, that we are alive and are together here, worshipping you, seeking your face, and longing to hear your voice. Lord, let our devotion would based on your scripture, center on Jesus Christ, for the glory of God, so that we would grow in our faith and love for you more than anything else of this world. Father, we praise you. Your love never comes to an end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what matters the most? We have prayed, we have picked off the Bible verse in this new year. We have even planned to achieve some things. Some of us have decided to read through Bibles from Genesis to Revelations. Some of us have decided to complete our course of studies. Some of us are decided to achieve the project that we are having from 2025 to 2026. Some of us are to fulfill the project or whatever we left behind unfulfilled. So many things we have planned, and we are thinking on those and trying and moving forward to achieve something that we planned for. And some of us are having dreams that would come true in 2026. And we want to happen to see that happening in our lives, in our family lives. So amidst all these, what matters the most? And that we are going to look at. Life is filled with busy schedules, and it should be. Or else we will be lazy in these winter seasons. And many tasks and many challenges. Again, I would like to thank you all of you for praying for me, and I had a very good immigration interview. And the immigration officer asked me, how many dollars you have? The first and last questions, no more than that. I said, I have $5. Only $5. Wow, he was so surprised. I hope you do not have $10,000. So they don't allow $10,000 when we bring. And so he was so happy that I have $5. But he did not ask me, you guy, PhD with only $5. Or else I would have told him my testimony of how God is providing. So that was the first and last question, no more than that. And then stamping on my passport. He wrote something, I don't know the meaning. So I don't know either it is $5 or something else. So, and then the security guard, he asked me, what food did you bring from India? Do you have any spicy food or masala food? He's asking me. He told me, where are you from, coming from? I told him, I'm from coming from India. He asked me suddenly, what food you're bringing? I told him, no masala, no spicy food, nothing. He told never bring. So that was the very wonderful and with smiley face and good words with immigration officer, security guard. So praise God for that. And that was wonderful. So life is filled with busy schedules and many tasks and many challenges. And there should be challenges in life, or else we cannot have a stable faith and stable heart and mind to move forward, and we may not grow in our courage. In the quest for answer to life challenges, we often found ourselves asking, what should I do next? Amidst busyness with many tasks and in facing many challenges, what matters the most again? Prioritizing our spiritual journey requires placing devotion before directions, placing meaning before movement. And these are very important. Reason, when our focus is misplaced, our best efforts can become sources of stress and sometimes leads to distractions. So what matters the most that you and I need to place on in this 2026? The first thing that we see in Psalm number 27 verse 4, David is praying and desiring something that should happen in his lifelong. He writes, one thing I ask from the Lord. One thing he asked from the Lord. Not many things. Singular focus. Just one. This only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. It's not seasonal. It's not sometime. It's not just on Sunday or on Friday, but all the days of my life, anywhere, everywhere, either in the village or in the city, either in the palace or in the desert that he was fleeing away from his son Absalom, to gaze. And what is the purpose? To gaze on the beauty of the Lord that time in the tabernacle, and to seek him in his temple. This is what David, the second king of Israel, is longing for, desiring for, deciding over all the busy schedules and responsibilities that he had. As you and I know that, he was a shepherd. He was a man after God's own heart. He was a psalmist, warriors, leader, a military commander. He was a political leader, reigned around 40 years, united 12 tribes together, looking after 12 tribes of Israel. He was the administrator of justice and righteousness. He appointed officers. He appoints army commanders to lead the Israelites' army forces. He appointed scribes and priests and advisors. So many busy schedules. He has to do all these one after another. He has to meet with all these people, advise them, lead them in a way that pleases the Lord who appointed him king over these people. He was not just a king or a person without any jobs or without any busy schedules. Filled with so much of responsibilities, filled with life-threatening challenges from Philistine, Amorites, and other nations surrounding Israel. He is not asking for more wealth. He is not asking for more power to win over all these Philistines and all Amorites and other kings and become a powerful nation. He is not asking for that. He is not seeking for that. He is not telling anything else let people respect me, or let me be a huge man. Let my name would be popular throughout the Israel. He's not asking for all these things. Power, possessions, popularity. He's just asking one thing that he wants to seek his God. And he wants to dwell in the presence of Yahweh. Because he had experienced the meaning of God's presence. When he was blowing the flute, the evil spirit was going away. He drove away by the presence of the Lord. He found strength and energy to defeat lions, bear, through the strength of the Lord with God's presence. He knew God's presence, how he sustained him while he was running away from Absalom. On the desert, he found donkeys and foods. So he knows what matters the most for him. Therefore, he did not seek anything else. The one thing, presence of the Lord, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek his face in the temple, in the tabernacles. The Levites are singing song and playing music. The scribes are reading scriptures, law of the Lord. And David wants to be among those people and seek the Lord. How the Lord's presence fills the tabernacles. And it is a very, very experiential presence. It was not just an emotional experience, but it is also emotional with real experience of the presence of the Lord. That's what he wants to have in his life, and not just for one time, not just for seasonals, like winter seasons we are having here now. All the seasons, all the days of my life. Because presence of God guides us rightly, protects us, leads us to have a provisions, leads us to face life challenges, leads us to overcome, help us to endure hardship and pain, and gives us peace and joy. Even he says, I find peace and joy in the house of the Lord. So therefore, dear God's people, what matters the most in 2026? I know we all are burdened with so much busy schedules and tasks and challenges. But what matters the most? When people are having everything, we really don't want to seek. We want to put ourselves in the midst of all the busy things and busy schedules. When we face challenges beyond our capability and capacity, we want to seek the Lord. We want to have his help and support. But David, in the midst of having everything in his life, all things, wants to seek the Lord. So this is a topical message today, which I prepared in India. And I want to share with you. And we want to seek the Lord, God's presence, all the days of our life, in the midst of busy schedules, in the midst of many tasks and life challenges. And the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, will definitely help us to move on. A yearning for intimacy. David, amidst busy schedule with many tasks and life challenges, yearns for God's presence, singular focus, asking is continuous asking. Seeking is diligently seeking in Greek words. In Hebrew words. Yearns for dwelling in the house of the Lord. Yearns for seeking God's face always, all the days of his life. Yearns for nurturing personal intimacy with the Lord above all else. theological truth, true spiritual vitality comes from a continuous connection with God rather than from our accomplishments or busy activities. Profound truth is that our relationship with God is the foundation of our faith, which guides us to experience His divine presence in our daily life. A deeper intimacy fuels spiritual growth and consistency in work with the Lord. God's presence protects us, empowers us, and leads us into a meaningful life. And all of us, we want to have that in 2026. We find satisfaction in the presence of God, not with the things, putting ourselves in busy schedules. And the second is choosing devotion over distractions, that we are going to read Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 41. Choosing devotion over distractions. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him, welcomed Jesus to her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made for Jesus. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." It is good that she's busy traditionally to serve someone who comes to house. That was a Jewish tradition. Our traditions, even in India, we do the same. Even here, we do the same. When we invite guests, we prepare food and tea, and give juice and all. So Martha is doing good things. Really, she is really very good. She is following her traditions and cultural things to serve Jesus, the Master, the Rabbi. But we see here, what she is doing here is, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. But few things are needed, or indeed only one thing needed." Again, only one thing. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. One thing, like David asked, desired for one thing. Now Mary chose one thing, sitting and hearing Jesus. Again, one thing. And that will never be taken away from her. The funny thing is here, Martha versus Mary, what priority matters the most? Anxiety? Martha focuses on task led to anxiety, distractions, comparisons, comparing with Sister Mary. She's not coming and helping me. She's supposed to call Mary, ask Jesus permission, Rabbi or Master, would I take help from Mary? And she's supposed to go to Mary, would you please come and help me in the kitchen? But she did not. She's directly asking Jesus, showing herself that she is doing many things for Jesus. Usually in India also, we don't directly tell the leader or the guest to tell my sister or brothers to come and help. But Mary is doing something different. Maybe she's showing off that she's doing so many things for Jesus. Instead of directly taking permission and going to sister, "Mary, can you please come and help?" But she is telling Jesus, "Don't you care? Please tell my sister Mary to come and help me." Why should Jesus tell her? She's supposed to ask. So, comparisons and complain. That is not a right approach on serving the Lord. Mary's attention to Jesus' teaching led to singular focus over anxieties, devotion over distractions, relationship over complaint, listening to Jesus' word over doing many things. That we find here how appropriate that we should have a priority basis. In our relationship, there are many challenges. Brothers and sisters complain each other, sister to sister complain each other, couple complain each other for so many things. So many relational challenges we have. What matters the most? Comparisons, complaint, distractions, or singular attentions, listening Jesus' words, God's word. Still other like seed sown among thorn and hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, make it unfruitful. We read Mark chapter 4, 18 and 19. Same thing happened with Martha. Worries, desires for all other things. Serving Jesus without right devotions is not meaningful. Jesus corrects misplaced priorities here. Jesus acknowledges Martha's service, but highlights that true fulfillment comes from focusing on Him alone. Sitting under his feet or presence, listening to his divine word. Jesus calls us to examine our priorities and choose what matters the most. Yes, there will be differentiation or different thinking. Yes, there will be different priorities. Yes, there will be different challenges in our relationship. But what matters the most? How we prioritize. And how we deal with our relationships, especially among Christian brothers and sisters in Christian homes. Contrast between Martha and Mary. Martha burdened by busyness. She was burdened, distracted. Martha welcomed Jesus into her home, so wonderful, but become overwhelmed by many tasks at hand. Her focus on serving led to anxiety and distractions, causing her to miss the opportunity for deeper connection with Jesus. Martha exemplifies how good intention can become burdensome when priorities are misplaced. Yes, I want to finish my doctorate and go back to India and serve the Lord. But is that my priority more than sitting at Jesus' feet? Is that reading so much of theological books help me to grow in my faith or just giving me a knowledge? And living my personal relationship with the Lord. I have decided in this new year that I want to really spend time in prayer. That is my desire for 2026. While I was coming in the flight, I was reading about Ami Carmichael's biography from Scotland, how she came to India and did ministry and rescued temple prostitute girls. Girls who were led into temple prostitutions, she rescued. And till today we have Donavar girls' hostels and schools in India established by her. Ami Carmichael. She writes, between our calling and effective ministry, closeness to Jesus matters the most. Again, between our calling and effective ministry, closeness to Jesus matters the most. I was touched by that in the flight. And I was asking the Lord, yes, Lord, please help me more than anything else. My studies and busy schedules and papers and all other things. To draw closer to you and have a deeper connection with you. And everything will fall on right plate. If we have a deeper connection and closeness with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He wants us to have that experience in our day-to-day life. Mary, on the other hand, chose to sit at Jesus' feet, prioritizing deeper relationship over routine. Her stillness and attentiveness allowed her to fully engage with the Lord, demonstrating the importance of devotion and intimacy over anxiety and distractions. Mary represents the hearts of true worship and relationship with the Savior, with the Lord. And that should be our priority in 2026. Because as a human being in general, definitely we will wake up in the morning, we'll definitely have breakfast, we'll not skip. That's for sure. We will have coffee and everything will go on. For sure, because we need that in a day-to-day basis. But what matters the most in regard to growing in faith and connection with the Lord? First priority to Him alone. Busyness obscures Christ's voice. If we throw ourselves into busy schedules and many tasks, sometimes it will mislead us. Sometimes we can't hear God's voice, Christ's voice. Because all other things will chop off, distracts us to hear Him. So it is very important that we as God's children, His sons and daughters, always choose to prioritize to hear His voice. And His voice always good for you and us. It corrects us, it encourages us, it rebukes us sometimes, it leads us on a right way. Because He wants that from you, from all of us, that my children should be on right path. And He wants that His children should live joyfully on this earth with right attitude, loving Him and loving each other. Anxiety signals divided priorities. Intimacy represents true worship. And the third is moving forward with a purpose. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Moving forward with a purpose in this new year. Brothers and sisters, Paul is writing from the prisons. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, again, one thing I do. David desired for one thing, Mary chose one thing, and Paul is choosing one thing. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. If we read previous verses 1 to 12, he describes about his identity. He said that I'm more than all of you. I'm a Jew of Jews, a Roman citizen. Paul was a theologian, philosopher, trained under great rabbi, Gamaliel. He could boast his identity of a great teacher or rabbi of those days. He had accomplished so many things. He healed sick people. He did miracles. He wrote letters, established many churches, won many souls for the kingdom of God. But he says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. He had failure, persecutions, lots of challenges. Yet, he says, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. Apostle Paul emphasizes the importance of leaving behind past failures, guilt, and even success to fully embrace the future God has planned for us. God always plans better for His children. God, He is not God of hate or even angry like other gods and goddesses. Our God is a God of love. He loves so much to each one of us beyond our experience and imaginations. By forgetting what is behind, we can focus on God's plan, that He has a good plan for each one of us, and pursue it with vigor and truthfulness. theological truth in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Apostle Paul emphasizes the necessity of pursuing God's calling and plan with determinations and clarity. When we sit in the presence of the Lord, we have clarity. And that will lead us to move forward to achieve, to see and experience His plan that He has for you and me. He encourages believers in Christ to leave behind past failures and success. Our success and failures should lead us to have a testimony for God's glory, but not for regret or to have a burden or to guilt. Focusing instead of the heavenly prize which is found in Christ Jesus. Past failures do not limit God's plan. Our situation or life challenges do not limit God's plans for you and me. Our success should fuel to be a testimony of God and should lead to pursue God's plan. Our faith should drive forward and progressive action for the glory of God. The final exhortations that we will be seeing is, let us see God's presence daily in 2026 in this new year. Make it a priority to connect with God in prayer and worship and meditation on His word every day. Let us recognize that anxiety often arises from misplaced priorities, putting ourselves in many tasks. By focusing on our relationship with God, we can find peace and clarity amidst life challenges. And God, whom we trust, will definitely help us to overcome. Let us confess and release any guilt or regret from the past mistakes that we have. Let us trust in God's grace and goodness and let Him transform our life and lead us to focus on Him and move forward with faith and action. Thank you so much for this short sharing. So three things we have learned. That David desires to live in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Mary chose to sit under feet of Jesus, hearing God's word. The treasures for our life and life after. Prioritizing, treasuring God's word will help us, encourage us, leads us, stand strong in our faith in the midst of challenges. No matter what happens, but He is with us, He will be with us to lead us like He led Paul Apostle in the prisons. Apostle Paul is not complaining. Lord, please release me from the prison. He's not telling that. He's not asking for that. He's not looking for that. He is hoping that there is something ahead. So let me move forward. He's supposed to cry aloud and ask the Lord to release him from the prisons. But he is leaving all these things behind. Life challenges, pain, and prison experience. Because he knows his God is faithful. He knows his God did so many things in his life. Therefore, he could say that. And today we know and we bear the goodness and greatness of our Savior in our lives. So we say in 2026, we press forward to achieve the plan that God has for us. May the Lord bless each one of us. Thank you so much.